Speaking of the world, many countries across the world, 40 in fact, have actually banned animal testing for cosmetics. And for some reason, South Africa is not on that particular list. Human Society International has actually created a short film called Save Ralph. We'll play a clip from it a little bit later to bring attention to this global campaign to ban this with a number of international stars. One of the campaign managers, Joseph Mason, joins me now to help us understand a bit more about it. Good morning, Joseph. How are you this morning?
Hi, Rafael. I'm great. Yeah, thanks for having me on the show. Great to be here.
I'm surprised to hear this about South Africa. My understanding, I mean, as far back as high school, brands like Inoxa existed to highlight, you know, the importance of not doing harm and animal testing with respect to cosmetics. Is this something that is around the legalities of it within a country, as opposed to the hopes and sort of one by one restriction?
Yeah, I mean, we're the end goal of our campaign is to get regulations passed by the Department of Health. To ban cosmetics testing on animals at a national level, and also to ban the sale of cosmetics that have been tested on animals at a national level, and that ban would affect cosmetics that come in from outside of the country as well. So we're part of a global campaign, and that's why we have that second aspect of the ban, so that we can affect economic pressure on the rest of the world as well. South Africa is the biggest cosmetics market in Africa, so we play quite a key role here. We found that 90% of South Africans support a ban on cosmetics testing, and 86% support a ban on the sale of cosmetics that have been tested on animals. So, you know, we're feeling pretty confident about it. We believe that South Africans have their hearts in the right place on this issue, and all it takes is for them to sign our petition, help us get this regulation over the line, then they can go into stores and be sure that whatever cosmetic product they buy, it's going to be cruelty free.
What percentage of cosmetics would you say on the market happen to be not cruelty free?
Sure. I would say the vast majority are not certified cruelty-free. It's difficult to know, how many are still testing, because there's so many ingredients that have been, proven to be safe already. So whether they're currently testing or not, it's difficult to say. But very few are actually certified cruelty-free. We don't certify any cosmetics in South Africa, but we do endorse international certification standards such as Leaping Bunny and Beauty Without Bunnies and Logical Harmony. If people are wanting to find cosmetics that are cruelty free, then they can always go to those sites.
Do they not cost a great deal more?
Not often. I mean, like for instance, Dove. We believe that Dove is cruelty free. We have Unilever on our side, along with P&G, Avon, Estee Lauder, L'Oreal, and various other massive companies. Who support our ban, even if they do sometimes have to test on animals when required by law. These large companies are moving in that direction, and they're putting out products and brands that are actually cruelty free. So Dove, for instance, doesn't test on animals, and that's a not particularly more expensive than other cosmetics. So that is a worry sometimes, but it doesn't have to be. Often the alternative methods of testing are actually cheaper and more accurate than the outdated tests that use animals.
And of course, the major cost on the animal kingdom itself. We'll play a little clip from the hashtag Save Ralph campaign in a little bit. Thank you so much, Joseph, for bringing our attention to this. He's the campaign manager for Humane Society International South Africa. That's Joseph Mason talking to us about trying to ensure that we get the health department and government to actually ban animal testing altogether.